Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's he has obtained all this glory. And Jacob saw the countenance, facial expression, attitude of Laban, that it was not towards him as before. And the Lord Jehovah said to Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, facial expression, attitude, that it is not towards me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God has not allowed him to hurt me. If he said, The speckled shall be your wages, then all the cattle gave birth to speckled. And if he said, The ring streak shall be your hire, then all the cattle gave birth to ring-streaked. So God has taken away the cattle of your father, and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes, and saw in a dream, and the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted. And the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now your eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted, because I have seen all that Laban has done to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed a vow to me. Now arise, get out from this land, and return to the land of your kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him as strangers? Because he has sold us, and has quite devoured our money also. Because all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's, now then, whatever God has said to you, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, and all his goods which he had obtained, the cattle of his wages which he had obtained in Paddan Aram, to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob left secretly from Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up, and passed over the river, and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled. And he took his brother with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said to him, Take heed that you not speak to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brothers pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done, that you have secretly left without telling me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Why did you flee away secretly, and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I might have sent you away with joy, and with songs, with tambourines, and with harp, and have not allowed me to kiss my sons and my daughters? You have now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Take heed that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though you need to be gone, because you long greatly for your father's house, yet why have you stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, because I said, What if you would take by force your daughters from me? With whomever you find your gods, let him not live. Before our brothers you discern what is yours that is with me, and take it to yourself. Because Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, and put them in the camel seat, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but did not find them. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord, that I cannot rise up before you, because the way of women is upon me. And he searched, but did not find the images. And Jacob was angry, and chided with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin, that you have so hotly pursued after me? Now that you have searched all my stuff, what have you found of all your household stuff? Set it here before my brothers and your brothers, that they may judge between us both. These 20 years, 2265, AH 1000 C, I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock I have not eaten. That which was torn by beasts I did not bring to you, I bore its loss, of my hand you required it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. So I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. So I have been 20 years in your house, I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely you would have sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that you see is mine. And what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children to which they have given birth? Now therefore come, let us make a covenant, I and you, and let it be for a witness between me and you. And Jacob took a stone, and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brothers, Gather stones. And they took stones, and made a heap, and they ate there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jager Sahadutha, heap of witness Aramaic, but Jacob called it Galeed, heap of witness Hebrew. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and you this day. Therefore the name of it was called Galeed. And Mizpah watched tower, because he said, The Lord Jehovah watch between me and you, when we are absent one from another. If you shall harm my daughters, or if you shall take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness between me and you. And Laban said to Jacob, See this heap, and see this pillar, which I have set between me and you. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and that you shall not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brothers to eat bread. And they ate bread, and stayed all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned to his place.